Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Lots to discuss today, and it is not good news for leftists. Yes, Joe Biden is still your president. Hunter Biden is still a crackhead. Kamala Harris, well, she's still the cackler. And you still got all that other stuff going on. We talked the other day about Joe Biden ambling about the White House. We were like, will anybody be my friend? And Obama calling him the vice president, etc. It was a freak show over there, and it remains one. Wow. Be happy, conservatives listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, that you wake up every day on the side of sanity, on the side of righteousness. You're probably a Bible-thumping, God-fearing, America-loving patriot who wakes up knowing that despite there being problems in the world, some of which you may have even created for yourself, you are willing to take responsibility, do the right thing, and live a righteous life. Good for you. But not the other side. Life goes on for them, and let me tell you what they wake up to. They wake up to the lie of being a leftist, the lie of leftism. They live it every day. And it's just imagine the toughness of living a lie every day. You want to be something that you're not. You got to live it every single day. You wake up every day going, man, this is what I want to be. And let me tell you what they want to be. You heard it on the program before. I'm not going to tell you anything you don't know, conservatives. They want to be you. They want to be a person who plays by the rules, who does it the right way, who, you know, plans, who saves their money, who raises their children right. I've talked about this before, and I'll talk about it ad nauseum until I don't have any voice. They want to be you. And it isn't because your life is perfect, but it's because you're the closest to being you of anything. You don't have two masks. You're not trying to put on and say, this is who I am publicly. Hang around me for a little bit. You'll find out this is me. The people that call me, by the way, 844-551-8255. The people who write to me, I call you back. A lady called me the other day, sent me a note. Kevin, I need to talk to you real quick. So I called her. She says, you know, they killed my mother, 86-year-old mom who went into the hospital in great shape, didn't have COVID, had a pain in her arm, believe it or not. They admitted her for COVID, and a few days later, this woman was in a coma and dead. I couldn't help her. I said, wait, the lawsuits are coming, and we'll talk a little bit more about the silliness of the scam of Wu Flu here in a bit. And I'm going to use Germany as my backdrop in case you haven't heard this story. Crazy story. So stick around. Before we get to that, I just want to continue telling you the problem with leftism. The problem with leftism is they got to get up and they got to live it. See, leftism in theory is good. Leftism in practice, it sucks. It does. It's horrible. Leftism is think about the people that get up every day in Chicago, especially minorities, people of color who vote for leftism. They got to get up every day. They got to face gunfire. It's a gauntlet just to get out of their neighborhoods. I mean, I want you to think of the PTSD you would have if every day you came home you had to worry about getting raped, getting killed, getting robbed, or whatever. You went to sleep. Could you sleep peacefully at night? I mean, I would sleep like Jeffrey Epstein, which, by the way, he sleeps with the fishes now. It didn't help him to sleep with one eye open. His guards walked away from his cell, and he miraculously hung himself. That's leftism. They wake up every day living a lie. They go to work not wanting to work. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I want you to understand. They say things like, I didn't ask to be born. Can you imagine that life that is so precious to us? And there are people on the left who say, I didn't know, it's my parents' fault. They should have to take care of me for the rest of my life. Or it's the government's fault that I was born. And, you know, well, okay, so should we kill your parents? Should we kill your parents because you were born? I'm just giving you some way to kind of deal with the idea of leftism. By the way, don't try this at home, people. I'm an expert. It's crazy out there. Hunter's laptop. Oh, my goodness. We're going to get into that a little bit. I want to talk about Elon Musk as it pertains to Donald Trump and Truth Social, etc. And, oh, there was just yesterday, breaking news that one of the January 6 people was exonerated. Surprise, surprise. I mean, how many times have I told you it's a scam? Did we ever play? We probably never did play that mashup of all the media. Donald Trump has a gap in his car records. Donald Trump has a gap in his car. Like Donald Trump, when he was still president, waiting on the transition from the coup, was plotting against his government with the January 6th so-called riot and insurrection. Leftists are liars to their rotten core. I'll say it to the day I die. And they're never going to change. There's a section. See, there's a distinction, and a guy told me this. I never thought about it until he said it. I just used the term liberal. He says, Kevin, a liberal's okay. A liberal is somebody that has a liberal idea about something. By the way, many of us are liberals, too. We're liberals in certain sense. You know, we're live and let live people. We don't care. But the leftist, you cannot change. A leftist is a person who is brought up in a Marxist ideology who believes that they should get something for nothing. And what's funny is they're Marxists until it's their time to get something. Then they get it. I give you BLM. Look at what these people are doing. They bought millions of dollars of homes. And you know who it mostly is? Mulatto women. Black, half black, half white women in BLM are getting over. And I've told you, I could do a whole thing on these half white, half black people. Kaepernick, Obama, a BLM person, a 1619 founder, all of them. They got some sort of a racial thing that's going on that they hate the half the other side. Or maybe it's that they can profit so much from the black side. Anyway, Democrats and other leftists are losing all fronts. And I'm going to tell you this. I love hearing when leftists get caught in their own webs of deceit. And I used to not be this way. But now I relish in their misery. Why? Because they deserve it. And I say this and I don't feel bad. I'm still a good person. God forgive me. But I'm still a good person. I won't take the high road, though, as many have done in the past and as I've done before. I'm not going to stand by and watch these people do foolish stuff and just pretend like, oh, well, you know, it's okay. Nope, not me. I don't know about you. Anyway, tons to talk about. Woo-foo scam and Hunter Biden.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
What are you so happy about?
I'm on the pill.
Aren't you two a bit old to worry about having more kids?
Not her. Me.
You lost me there, buddy.
Steel Man Pills. Things weren't always looking up, if you catch my drift. So, my doctor prescribed me a little something.
Like Viagra?
Yeah, but that's expensive, and it wasn't covered by my insurance. Steel Man Pills cost me less than $3 a pill, and virtually the same effect. I just called and got over 40 pills for only $99.
I have this friend who might be looking and...
Well, if your friend wants some help, the consultation is free over the phone. No clinic. Steel Man Pills sends it in the mail in a confidential package.
I'm on it. I mean, my friend will be on it.
Steel Man Pills. Going the extra mile to help men with erectile dysfunction.
800-399-3691. 800-399-3691. 800-399-3691. That's 800-399-3691.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. That's 800-860-4614.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Do you think the smash and grabs have stopped in this country? Do you think crime has gone down? Do you think any of the problems associated with leftism have stopped just because Russia and Ukraine are at war because of Biden? Do you think any of that has stopped because inflation is through the roof? Do you think any of that has stopped because gas prices are outrageous? Do you think any of that has stopped because of any circumstance happening, because of Hunter Biden's laptop, whatever, whatever's in the news cycle? Do you believe, people listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, that any of the ills of society have said, let's take a back seat? It's kind of like Wu Flu when it says, oh, you're sitting down at the restaurant. No problem. It's kind of like Wu Flu says, oh, that little mask that doesn't work for anything else, I'm gonna make you think you're protected against me because of the mask. Is it any of that? Do you think any of that stopped? Well, let me just burst your bubble for you. It didn't stop, and in fact, it's gotten worse. There's not a problem that liberalism has created. that took a pause, that went on vacation, went on hiatus, even hid for a second, took a bio break. No, they're still there. It's facing you front and center. And the only thing that's happened in the news cycle is they aren't telling you about it. Do you think the consumer price index is in your favor? Do you think that if they took the survey of the nation, as we used to say in the military, morale check, F you, do you think anything's improved? Do you think it's getting better? What's the trend line? I'm curious, asking for a friend. Let me tell you, folks, it's miserable out there. And the only thing that keeps you going is your conservatism. By the way, the only thing that keeps this country going is your conservatism. Your willingness to work, to toil, through no whatever. Come what may, you'll still do it. Because leftists don't. Let me tell you, while you go to work, there are people plotting not to go to work so they can live off of you. And this government wants them to do it. Student loans extended. Let's extend them indefinitely. You know what he wants to do eventually? He wants to try to win the kids back by saying, I get rid of your student debt. I just saw one state, I forget where it was, it says you can now go to community college for free. Well, great. Let me tell you how you can get a community college education. You want to know? Anybody curious? Your phone. The internet, your computer. You don't need to go pay to learn what they teach you in community college. YouTube. You want to learn how to fix lawnmowers? Go to YouTube. You don't have to do anything special anymore. Let's go back to the smash and grabs. I want to give you guys some statistics. This is funny. The statistics I'm going to give you are from safehome.org. And here's what I want to tell you. Crime rate is up from 12. This is 2020 rates is up 12%. Overall violent crime is up 12%. 2020. It's higher than that now. Murder and manslaughter. This was in 2020 over 2010, up 26% from the previous decade. Rape up 38% over the previous decade. Robbery, they say, is down 23%. That is a lie. It's up too. But they say that that's the one that's down. Now, let me tell you why I tell you robbery is a lie. Robbery is not a crime that's reported very often. People break into your house, they steal something. You just blow it off. You're like, oh, man. Or you get robbed on the street. If it's something quick, it's not worth producing a police report. I know this because I know I got people that talk to me. I know people, Kevin, you ain't no, how do you know? You ain't no statistical whatever. Yeah, you're right. Except that my nephew, he's actually my cousin, he got robbed. And he and his girlfriend were walking in downtown Dallas. Some dude walked up, pulled a knife on him, and said, give me your chain. So he takes his chain off. His girlfriend has to give her ring, and the dude goes away. I asked my cousin, I go, what'd you do? He says, nah, man, what am I going to do? You report a police report to a dude that ain't going to get it. Well, he's not getting my stuff back. Anyway, there's a full list of these statistics on safehome.org. And the reason why they print this is because of leftism. They want you to know where you can live safely. Let me just tell you this. Don't live around leftists if you want to be safe. City of Chicago's councilman said the city is too far gone. But it's not Chicago. It's number 71. New York City, the murder of Cade Lewin, age 12. Did you hear about this? How about this one? You're going to love this. At least 6 people were killed, 9 injured after shots rang out in California's capital city early Sunday morning. This was in Sacramento. Police said 15 were shot in downtown Sacramento in the area of 10th and J Streets, but have provided little detail about the incident. When they don't provide detail about the incident, let me just give you the euphemistic translation. It means no white people were involved. That's what it means. You white folks are catching pure heck. Oh, Lord, 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 Lord. Let me give you some. Here's some things. Name this city. We should do this. Name this city. Just a week ago, this is from an article. A 10-year-old was shot at a car wash She's still in the hospital in critical condition. On March 15th, a 13-year-old and 14-year-old was shot. I can't say where because then I'll give it away. The 14-year-old later died. On February the 18th, 15-year-old boy was shot and killed at Mallett Park Drive in this particular city. Police said they charged a 15-year-old for the murder. Violent crime among children is a trend we're seeing in this city, said the they said the crime is up overall in 2022. You want to know what city it is? Charlotte. Though every one I just named there, that was Charlotte. Charlotte, Mecklenburg. This is North Carolina, folks. You know, the epicenter of all things deadly in the world. Kind of like Ferguson, Missouri, a town with a population of 19,000 people, 68% black, a sleepy little community that could easily be nestled along the coast of California, and people made it look like it was Chicago, Illinois. Shoot it up, gang babe. Oh, man, look at Michael Brown Jr. left in the street for 4 hours. Yeah, if you ever get a chance to see that city, it's going to blow your mind. Truly will. It'll blow your mind. One little area where there's some nonsense in the projects. And you want to know who put that there? Leftist. So you are just giving you some more crime statistics of a city that, and you say to yourself, really? Forget Chicago. I was talking to some couple the other day. I said, do you know that there are weekends where St. Louis has the same number of murders as Chicago, and it has 1/8 the population. Yeah, it's 800% more deadly than Chicago. Statistically, that's a fact. It's getting so bad, in Los Angeles, they want to recall their DA. It's a guy named Gaskin. They want to recall him. Finally, people get insanity, right? Crime for everything. As I said, name me your thing that's for leftists, and I will show you a disaster.
Jackson Radio Show.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. A Russian missile attack on a Ukrainian train station kills at least 50 people and injures dozens of others. Ukrainian officials now say 98 others, mostly women and children, have also been injured at the station in the eastern part of the country. Russia is denying that they carried out the strike, calling the accusations by Ukraine a provocation, and officials saying around 40 people died on the scene at the train station. President Biden and Vice President Harris are honoring newly confirmed Supreme Court pick Ketanji Brown Jackson.
And today is a good day, a day that history is going to remember.
The president fulfilling a campaign promise by saying he would use a person's skin color as his first qualification for the nation's highest court. The president with nothing else on his public schedule. USA Radio News. An Iowa man arrested 6 years ago is caught in the state of Washington.
U.S. Marshals in the Southern District of Iowa are reporting a Des Moines survivalist who faked his own death and fled the state to avoid a trial on alleged child pornography charges in 2016 is back in custody. U.S. Marshals found and arrested 28-year-old Jacob Greer in Spanaway, Washington. Spanaway is about a 20-minute drive south of Tacoma. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Border Patrol agents have arrested 72 people on three boats trying to cross into the United States near San Diego. The Border Patrol says they were able to stop two of the boats before they got to land and arrested the people from Mexico coming off a third boat. While trying to escape, one woman fell into the water and was hit by the boat. An agent swam out to rescue her and pulled her to shore. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
There is no doubt in anybody's mind in this country who isn't certifiably crazy that Joe Biden helped his son get contracts around the world and he knew what was going on. There's no question about it. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. Just like trying to question, you know, Wu Flu nonsense. There's no question Wu Flu was nothing more than a scam. Nothing. Unless you just want to believe, you know, nonsense. And I'm going to tell you something, people listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. If you are that gullible, you deserve what you get. Look, I'm not trying to, I would love to tell you I don't care. Let me say it this way. I don't want to offend you, but I don't care if I do. Wu Flu's a scam. I'll give you some others. We talk about them all the time, but I'm never going to let you forget them. The idea that Joe Biden beat Trump, that is a lie. Just a blatant lie. Only an idiot would believe it. I'm sorry if you feel like, Kevin, you're attacking me. I feel bad that that's the way your mind processes what I'm saying, because I'm telling you the truth. The January 6th commission, scam. It's nothing more than fodder to cover their butts, Democrats, just like Russian collusion was and the Trump bimbo alerts and all the other things. And look at what the left gets away with because we get to be so gullible. If you're that stupid, don't come complaining to me. I can't believe this. Yeah, I'm sick of it. I'm tired of hearing these whiny little wussies that won't stand up for themselves and don't want to, you know, look at things and say, wait a minute, this doesn't smell right. As soon as some leftist come to say, the reason why Trump didn't win is it was a vote against Trump and it wasn't a vote for Biden. If you're stupid enough to believe that, you know, go hang out with them. It's insane. The reason why Trump lost is very simple. He got cheated. And if I can make you believe that Joe Biden, who can't get 10 people to show up to a rally, can beat a guy that can get tens of thousands at any time he wants, then shame on you. So I want to cover the stuff that Biden's done, and I want to cover it objectively, because here's what I will tell you. Here's my litmus test for everything. I said it yesterday. I probably said it last week. I certainly said it last year, because I say it all the time. The litmus test for me is, what would I be saying if it were my guy? Jump on the opposite side. These are easy thought exercises, people. 844-551-8255. See, if it were Trump, I'd say the same thing. If you said to me this, in a 2009 text message to his daughter Naomi, Donald Trump Jr. bitterly wrote, "I hope you all can do what I did and pay for everything for this entire family for 30 years. He added, "It's really hard, but don't worry. Unlike Pop, Joe, I won't make you give me half your salary." In this case, I should have said Donald. Okay? In other words, if Donald Trump Jr. had been writing a letter to his daughter saying that I've been paying for the family stuff for 30 years, in effect, doing the family's bidding at the request of Senator, then VP, now usurper President Biden, would you want to look? I would certainly go. And then White House Chief of Staff Ron Klain, it was revealed that he hit up Hunter Biden for help raising $20,000 for the fundraiser that maintains Joe Biden's official residence. They're just moving money around cleverly. Let me tell you, let me put it this way. Dinesh D'Souza went to prison for less. I'm only talking about one thing. You ready for some more? There's an article in the New York Post, so you guys know what I'm referencing. An article in the New York Post says 12 times Joe Biden is referenced in his family's dealings. That Hunter Biden referenced him in the family's dealings, or they know that he was involved. So here's one. As VP, Joe Biden met with Hunter Biden's business partner, Devin Archer, in April of 2014, around the same time that Archer joined the Burisma board and shortly before Hunter Biden did. This is according to Senator Ron Johnson. We played his clip the other day. Now, here's what I want to say. The reason why the big guy met with Devin Archer, what do you think it is? Let me make you a bet. If they go get Devin Archer's finances during this period, you're going to find out that Devin Archer, like Hunter, was paying the big guy. He was paying something for the Bidens. If you get a forensic accountant to look at this man, who, by the way, went to prison, and I'll talk about that, because he was sentenced to 1 year and 1 day in prison in what they call unrelated bond fraud in the scheme that, get this, targeted the impoverished Ogala Sioux tribe of American Indians. Birds of a feather. And you can bet Devin Archer convinced the Sioux that he was going to help them. So that's Joe Biden's interaction with Hunter Biden's partner. And I don't think you'd have to do much to figure out that Joe Biden was getting money from many of these sources. Number 7 on the list was Meet the Ukrainians. Vadim Paharsky. Is that the way? Paharsky? Yeah, Paharsky, a Burisma exec, an advisor to its board, sent Hunter Biden an April 17, 2015 email that said, or I should say that read, "Dear Hunter, thank you for inviting me to D.C. and giving me an opportunity to meet your father and spend time together. It's really an honor and pleasure." So Joe Biden says, "I'm never involved in my son's, never involved in my son's stuff. Come on, man. I mean, come on, man." Well, a lie. Number 8, meet the Kazakhs. One day earlier, Joe Biden attended a dinner at Washington, D.C. Cafe Milano with some of his son's business associates from Ukraine, Russia, and Kazakhstan. Hey, Kazakhstan, if I were you, I'd be concerned about Putin invading you. They go on to say this, an unverified photo apparently shows the Bidens posing between two of the guests who attended that night. Kazakhstani banking oligarch Kengis Rakishev, Karim Masimov, a former prime minister of Kazakhstan. And if you didn't need to know this, in January, Masimov was arrested in a plot to overthrow the former Soviet Republic's government following his ouster as head of its counterintelligence and anti-terrorism agency. Now, the unverified photo, does anybody think that it's going to remain unverified? Let me tell you, there's plenty of photos because, as you'll learn in this broadcast, There's a lot more data on Hunter Biden. 450 gigabytes of data that was deleted and recovered. What do you think is going to be on there? Here's the next one. Meet Bobulinski. Former Hunter Biden business partner Tony Bobulinski revealed in October of 2020 that he spoke with Joe Biden in May of 2017 after being introduced by Hunter, who reportedly described Bobulinski as the one who's helping us with the business we're doing with the Chinese. According to Bobulinski, who has identified Joe Biden as the big guy, with a 10% share in a planned deal with CEFC China Energy, the former VP told him, "Keep an eye on my son and brother and look out for my family." Let me tell you, folks. There's no doubt Biden's crooked. He's as crooked as Bill Clinton's Johnson. Mr. Peroni. You know what I'm talking about. Anyway, these guys are crooked to their, I mean, to a level that you wouldn't even believe. The only people that are more crooked are the other Democrats, like Clinton. Anyway, they go on. Here's number 11 of these 12. Meet the Mexicans. In 2015, then-VP Joe Biden hosted a group of his son's Mexican business associates at the VP's official residence and posed for a photo with Hunter and a group of possible business partners, including Mexican billionaires Carlos Slim and Miguel Alemán Velasco. Number 12. Quid but no pro quo. In 2016, emails indicate that Hunter Biden messaged Velasco's son from Air Force Two, which was en route to Mexico for an official visit. Hunter complained to the younger Velasco that he hadn't received reciprocal business favors after, quote, "I've brought every single person you have ever asked me to bring to the effing White House and the Vice President's house and the inauguration." Now, let me just say this, folks. If we were talking about Trump, they would be ready to impeach him. And I don't know how much of this was done during the time, you know, because most of this was done, quite frankly, when Biden was senator and VP. But he should be impeached. And certainly he should be removed from office because he's tainted on every continent except Antarctica. This guy is a scumbag. And if he were Trump, it would be full. Any one of these would be front page news for weeks. This is insanity. We need to have a special counsel investigating this crooked Biden family and their minions.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again.
Ouch!
Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. If you administer insulin three or more times per day, or use an insulin pump, call now and learn how a CGM can help you.
Painless. No more pricking my finger.
No finger pricks.
Convenience. They delivered it free, and they took care of all the paperwork.
You can reduce pain right away. Plus, it's accurate, easy to use, and helps you spend more time in range. And if you have insurance, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call now and get free shipping of your new CGM. Plus, we'll bill your insurance for you. 800-432-8150. 800-432-8150. 800-432-8150. That's 800-432-8150.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendovite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendovite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
We got a lot more to talk about with respect to the Biden family, these crooks, criminals that sit in the White House, elected in a coup, selected in a coup. There's no way Joe Biden would ever be elected president of the United States. I said this before, I'll say it again. And I know it for a fact. Democrats know it for a fact. If you don't know it for a fact, you certainly sense it. And let me tell you, what you sense is right. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. Lots to talk about.
Again, so many things going on. I don't even know where to begin, but I am going to talk more about Hunter Biden and the laptop from heaven. They call it the laptop from hell, but no, it's the laptop from heaven. It is. It's the gift that keeps on giving, and it will keep on giving. And I know what you're thinking out there. You're wondering, Kevin, are they going to do anything? Is anybody going to get prosecuted? We'll see. I'm not making any predictions, but I will tell you this. It ain't going to go away because I'm not letting it go away, and I don't think many other people can. I think the United States has finally aired its dirty laundry to the world, and so many people have this information. Because we're in the information age, that even if the Chinese say, well, we're not going to do it because it's in our political interest not to, well, the Kazakhstans may, the Kazakhs, right? Or the Germans may. Who knows? Your information is no longer private, whether you think it is or not. Somebody's got it. So this is why I tell you all the time, be prepared to handle your scandal, Americans. Whatever dirty, we were saying in the vernacular, whatever dirty you're doing, understand somebody knows, and they're going to hold it over your head. So you better be ready to say, I accept. No problem. That is your only insulation against anything, is to say, I accept what it is. Unless, of course, it's made up, which, you know, in the left's case, they will make it up. As Donald Trump. Hey, Adam Schiff, have you finally figured out when you're going to reveal that absolute proof of Russian collusion by Trump? Or did it turn out that the Russian collusion was the Bidens? I'm just curious. Asking for a leftist friend. Lots going on. January 6th guy got acquitted. And this almost sounds like what should be segment one, where we talk about, you know, we set up the news. But I just want you to know there's so much going on. I don't even know where to start. I don't know where to cover. I tell you what, let's have this Democrat strategist. Well, let's save that because we'll be talking about Hunter Biden. I got one. How about this? Governor Abbott and what he said he's going to do with illegals that come in through Texas, through the border. What he said. I don't know if you guys heard this. Here it is.
To help local officials whose communities are being overwhelmed by hordes of illegal immigrants who are being dropped off by the Biden administration, Texas is providing charter buses to send these illegal immigrants who have been dropped off by the Biden administration to Washington, D.C. We are sending them to the United States Capitol, where the Biden administration will be able to more immediately address the needs of the people that they are allowing to come across our border.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. I think it's a wonderful idea for a lot of reasons. One, for optics. Show how many buses you have to get to charter to send these illegals there. Drop them off and say they're now your problem, Washington, D.C. And I hope it's by the thousands. I hope it is 50 buses. Now, see, I used to not be this way. I used to not be. I used to have a heart. I still do. I don't even feel bad. I told you guys earlier in the broadcast, I don't feel bad wishing misery upon leftists. Look, there comes a point where you got to say tough love. Have we not reached this point? I think we are well beyond this point. How many times can you watch somebody stick their finger in a socket before you say, you know what, I'm going to take the GFI, the ground fault interrupt, off of that? Because you deserve to kill yourself. You seem to want to. You've seen these shows, intervention. Governor Abbott is effectively saying, we're going to give the government an intervention. You're going to have to live your lies. By the way, former DHS Secretary Jay Johnson said, this border situation is untenable. He said it. I told you guys, Epic Times is making a thing about this. Where it's about the border situation. You are going to have your mind blown. Your minds will be blown, I promise you, on what you learn about this situation. The UN is conspiring against us, and we give them billions of dollars every year. And they are conspiring against us. They are part of the problem. So anyway, Governor Abbott, great. Look, first of all, excellent optics. Way to drive home, because it makes people think, well, holy cow, how's he going to get away with that? How's Texas going to, you know, is Biden going to have to intervene? It means Biden has to start addressing the border issue. Think about it. That was the very first thing this guy confronted when they stole the election. That was the very first thing it confronted. Now, I want to remind you, Donald Trump had the border to the point of secure. It was so close. It's almost like peace in the Middle East or the relationship between North and South Korea. We were right there, man. I mean, the lips were about to touch. And then somebody interrupted. Oh, sorry. What were y'all doing? I mean, North and South Korea were about to kiss. The Jews were about to kiss the Arabs. And Texas and Mexico were about to shake hands and call it a day. And what happened? Joey Demento comes in with Team Demento. It ruins it. Trump, just go back and look. Look, don't take my word for it. I ain't that smart. Y'all, I'm just a country boy. I don't know nothing. Yeah, but y'all better listen to that Kevin Jackson. That Kevin Jackson, he's smart. My cousin Kevin. I have a cousin. I have a bunch of cousins, by the way, that think I'm the smartest dude on the planet. They do, and you know what? I don't know that I disagree with them. But they will literally say, well, cousin Kevin said, it must be true. I swear, I have cousins that will say that to you. Unpaid and unprovoked, they say that. They dote on me. Absolutely do. Anyway. Abbott says, to help local officials whose communities are being overwhelmed, he's sending these people to D.C. So the optics of it are wonderful because Abbott is saying, D.C. won't do anything about my problem, so I'm going to make my problem their problem. And it forces Biden to have to deal with this. And I want to go back to what I said a second ago. This was his original problem. He's 14 months in. And hasn't even solved the original problem. What's he done since? He's created more. And you know what they do? They come on the media, they being the media, the leftists, they come on, they provide cover. They provide cover for a demented clown. They say, oh, the economy is really doing better despite, you know, us bringing it down with COVID. You know, the Wu flu, it is doing better and it's recovering. They lose millions of jobs, more people unemployed than in the history of this country, per capita or otherwise. And they just give excuses. So then when it improves, Joe Biden created 5 million new jobs. Oh, yeah, really? Well, what about the 30 million people that still aren't working? Have you ever heard a report? Have you ever heard them talk about the number of businesses that were scuttled? I'm talking about on the news. Can you imagine if Trump were Biden, you would know every sad story of who died from the vaccines. They would be telling you the lies of Wu flu, that this administration lied. But everything, I mean, just think of what you would be getting in the news right now. They would tell you every company that was put out of business. You would be hearing the sad stories of these business owners that, because of Trump's policies, my whole family committed suicide. You know, it would be just sob story after sob. Let me ask you, have you seen any sob stories? Have you heard of anybody interviewed who committed suicide because they lost their business or they wanted assisted suicide because they took the vaccine or whatever? Where are the Ukrainian sob stories? The people who've left and are on the run from Putin. You know why you're not seeing those stories? Because it's too close to Biden. They can't separate him from it yet. The only way you'll hear those stories is when they can separate him from it. Biden was supposed to save us all with Wu flu and vaccines and whatever. What did he do? He imprisoned us. He demoralized us. He took away businesses. He separated family and friends. Your life as you knew it ended as a citizen of the world. I'm so mad about that year plus that they did that to us, I can't even see straight. It would be like getting convicted of a crime you didn't do and having to serve time. The only difference with us is we did it at home and we didn't have to wear ankle bracelets. But we were still prisoners.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.